Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad and do not weep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can you think of why it is that the people of God, who just heard the law of God read before them, which had been hidden for them for a long time, they didn't know it because it was a lost book when they were off in exile, why do you think that they would have been weeping and sad after hearing it? Do you know? Think of it. If you didn't know what God was asking of you, you never heard it before, but you loved him the best that you could, and you saw the mercies that he had bestowed upon you and your whole people bringing you back, you heard the law for the first time in your life, that would make you pretty sad, because what? You'd recognize that there were things that God wanted you to do that you'd done wrongly. Things that he was asking of you that you didn't know about, and the whole time you were going against God, but you didn't want to go against God. And now you know the truth. So they're weeping. They're mourning. They're crying before God. What does Ezra tell them to do? He says, don't weep. Don't mourn. Why? Because God's mercy is here. God's mercy is present. All we have to do is ask it. Now, they offered sacrifices there and received the forgiveness of the sins which they had committed. For us, it's even easier because we have the grace of confession. We don't have to find a young bull or pigeons or things like that to be able to sacrifice. All you got to do is walk into the confessional, have a contrite heart, and lay everything before God, and it's all erased. So you're a newborn babe. We have something greater. The mercy of God endures forever. And isn't that what our saint talks about? Saint Faustina, who gave us this beautiful devotion of the Divine Mercy. You all know it. It's there up in our church. If you just go in and you look to the side where the Blessed Virgin Mary is and just across from Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is on this side, you can see the image of Divine Mercy. See God's mercy pouring out from the side of Jesus Christ. Blood and water, his mercy, his baptism, and the Eucharist. We can see that. It's a great grace. And so even in the midst of our sinfulness, when we recognize that we've done something wrong, God's mercy comes to us if we lay hold of it. If we don't, well, that's our problem. It's not God's problem. He offers it generously to all who come. And so if you were paying attention to what we talked about on Tuesday, remember we celebrated what feast day on Tuesday as a votive mass? The angels, the guardian angels. And so St. Faustina has a beautiful quotation in what she has to say, and I want to share that with you. It's very short. One of the things that she brings up as the greatest graces that we have that make angels jealous of us. Can you think about that for a moment? They're a spiritual being. They are not encumbered by the body. They can move from place to place at the speed of thought, not having to walk from place to place. They experience no sorrow in a real sense, because they see God and are always in his presence. How could you have sorrow within your soul in a real way when you're in the very presence of God forever? What could they be jealous of us for? Two things. They're awesome. She reminds us that the angels are jealous of us, one, because we're able to suffer, and they can't. Isn't that an interesting grace? To be jealous of us because we can suffer? Well, what does it say in the scriptures? It says that Jesus Christ was perfected because of what he suffered, made perfect. And so they don't get to experience suffering. But it's a grace for us to be able to be more like Jesus Christ that they don't have. So they wish that they could, so they could be more like God's own Son. This other one is something that we can more identify with, maybe. The second thing that the angels are jealous of us for is that we can receive Holy Communion. No, angels have never received Holy Communion. Not a single angel in the whole universe has ever received Holy Communion. Yet, today, if you're worthy, if you've confessed your sins, if you're able to receive our Lord today in Holy Communion, you can receive him. Something that all angels will never do. A great grace. They don't need the Eucharist. But we need it. We're able to hold God on our tongues. So today, as we receive that, remember that's a great mercy. That's not something that's laid down in the law, but that's laid down in the grace of God. And so if you and I are able to receive our Lord today, if we've confessed our sins, if we're able to do so, thank God for that grace. If you're not able to, run to the confessional. And so that the next time you're able to come to Mass, you can receive Him with great joy, something that the angels are jealous of you for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.